This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Health time. Normally it'd be 7 past the hour. I guess you got that going for you. It's early in the hour, so there's lots to cover in this hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who along with his wife runs a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. His fabulous website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner. You name it, he does it. He sells popcorn at the circus. He's got it all going for him. And one of the one of the most controversial things, more response to this, I got a kick out of this. Last week, we were talking, and it shows up on the podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, the discussion of why to drink coffee after breakfast. Mm-hmm. Remember we had that? The study that claimed you ought to drink coffee after breakfast, not before or during?
Yes.
And people said, why? I said, well, if you listen to the podcast, he explains why. No, he doesn't. He just says it's not good to do. He doesn't say why. Now, I don't remember the exact verbology here, but I thought I remembered you saying why you shouldn't drink coffee before you have your breakfast, or before you have food in your stomach. But I'm going to leave that to you to sort of underscore it, and then we'll move on. But this was what people, there's such addiction to coffee. You don't drink it. Wife doesn't drink it. I don't drink it. But, man, we are certainly in the minority. Otherwise, Dunkin' Donuts and Pumpkin Dunkin' or whatever wouldn't exist, and neither would Starbucks, and neither would all the other places, Ma and Pa kettle joints that serve coffee. Everybody, when you go into a restaurant in the morning, don't they all say the same thing to you? Want a cup of coffee?
They walk up with a cup of coffee in their hands.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's one of the reasons
what
why
you want.
There, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Well, you know, why do people drink it? Number one, it's a habit. And number two, because of the caffeine. And caffeine is a stimulant, but it doesn't just stimulate the brain to wake you up and get you going. It stimulates all, caffeine stimulates almost every system inside of the body. And one of the things you don't want stimulated before it's naturally stimulated by eating food, yes, is the digestive system. And you don't want the digestive system getting ahead of itself.
Yeah.
And it causes a sympathetic reaction inside of the body, and a sympathetic reaction slows down digestion. And so you end up with a chemical hormonal effect from drinking caffeine early in the morning before you eat anything that will affect the digestion of your food. Mm. So you don't want the cascade of digestion, the eating. As soon as you smell food, digestion begins. And then
really?
When you chew it, yes. The acids are being released. Several hormones that are involved for you to handle protein, fat, and carbohydrate that are being released, getting ready. You know, here it comes. Get ready, everybody. Here comes the food. And if you've had caffeine or any kind of organic black, green tea, coffee, whatever else, ahead of time, these things are stimulated in such a way that it slows down the process. Stimulation doesn't just mean gearing something up. Stimulation can also have an anti-gearing up effect. And when you are in a fight or flight, which caffeine stimulation can create because of a sympathetic nervous system stimulation, it gets blood to the heart, I mean to the lungs, to the brain, to the muscles, and it slows down blood flow to the digestive system. Now, you know, it's one thing to see a rabid dog at your front door and then you run for your life. It's another thing on a much, much lower level to have that kind of a stimulation take place, but it has the same effect, suppression of digestion. And so
you don't let the dog into your house. That could be.
But for that momentary shock when you slam the door shut, you know, that the hair goes up on the back of your neck, you get all goose pimply, your heart starts racing. Yeah. Well, hearts start racing when you drink caffeine. because it's a stimulant in that particular sense.
But now are you saying that tea does the same? Because I don't mind black a little tea, cup of tea.
Black tea, green tea.
Okay, but I have a sponsor. Life tea is different than that other stuff. It's not either black or brown or gray or green.
Well, there are non-caffeine teas.
Mm.
So, okay. It'll say caffeine-free. If it doesn't say caffeine-free, then you know it has caffeine in it. But a lot of teas, we have a mess of herbal teas here in the house right now that we drink. And it'll say on the front, caffeine-free.
Yeah.
All right, but so all tea starts out as green. Even the Black India tea starts out as green, and then they roast it. Yeah. They dry it out, and they roast it, and that's how you end up with black tea. But it started out as green. And so the big matcha, big promotion right now, you know, the faddish thing out there in the tea market of green tea is just tea leaves that are in their original state that haven't been treated yet.
Hmm. All right. Well, there you have it. More than you probably thought you were going to get when it comes to continually understanding the drinking of coffee, what it does to your system. See, this is the kind of thing that people love, if I do say so myself. When you're on and you go, sometimes you drive me crazy because you get into the weeds, and I don't even understand what the hell you're talking
about.
That's
my middle name.
I know. I understand that, and that's why Mary loves you. But when it comes to stuff like that, so helpful because it's something that everybody does. And I'm betting most of the people who just heard you explain that haven't got a clue as to why. It's a habit. You just said it. That's it. It's a habit. And you don't need to drink the coffee. You're relying on it, but
let me give you an example.
A cup of coffee to be all excited and worked up in the morning. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning and I never had a cup of coffee in my life. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, no, you can, if you get enough sleep the night before.
I don't get enough sleep.
That's easy to do. That's an easy thing to do. But, a lot of people, when they go out to dinner in the evening, they may have a cocktail or a glass of wine or something like that before their meal or with their meal. But a lot of people, once the meal's over, will sit there and enjoy a nicely brewed cup of coffee before they leave. They had the coffee at the end of the meal.
Yeah, well, they do.
We don't think about that in the morning.
Instead of dessert, you want a cup of coffee? Or you want a cup of coffee and a piece of pie? You know, that kind of stuff.
Just leave it at the coffee.
The waitress comes to the table. I went to a restaurant the other night, and one of the strange things, you know, they have 90 minutes now. You come in and you can stay 90 minutes, and then you got to get out. And at the end, because we were chatting, the lady said, "Sorry, you don't have time for coffee or dessert." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, fortunately for you and us, we don't want coffee or dessert." It's really pretty amazing how we get stuck on that. So I'm betting that'll make it into the podcast next week. But the coffee discussion started in the last week's podcast. Find them at gooddayhealthshow.com. In a moment, I want to talk about what Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com for his podcast and some of the other things that are being focused upon, if you will. Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Take care of your brain. Jack will be the first to tell you how important vitamin D is for your brain. And Prevagen has a very large supply. As a dietary supplement, Prevagen's number one when it comes to helping you have a healthier brain. So if you will do yourself the favor, I'm just reminding you, as you're taking care of your body, take care of your brain. That noggin is so precious, you got nothing if you don't have a brain. Add to your routine the proven brain health supplement, Prevagen. Part of my daily routine, make it part of yours. Prevagen, Prevagen, for a healthier brain and a much better life.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the great things that Jack offers, I talk about his website all the time, Forbidden Doctor, because there's always great podcasts. There are a couple of hundred of them there, pretty much covering every medical issue you could come up with. One of the other things that you find at Forbidden Doctor is Jack's symptom survey. Jack has put this together, and now he's got new people on his staff because this has become very, very promotionally positive. Yes. So if you want to get more out of life, figure out what's going on in your body, that's really what your website says to do, Jack.
Well, it is, and it's a very cost-effective way to find out a better understanding of what's going on inside of you. I mean, we know nutrition. You hear that, you know, you've heard that from years from me on this radio show. Yeah. There's no obligation to buy anything. But you click on symptom survey on the home page, and you complete it. As you well know, it takes a little while to do that because there's so many questions. And then on the final page of the survey, you sign up for the member account that's there, and you're going to get an email back with your link with a password, and you want to be sure to check your email for that message. And your personalized protocol won't be ready right away because one of us, especially a nutritional counselor that we work with here, will analyze the confidential survey information. They'll run it by Mary. They'll run it by me to make sure that we can put together a concentrated system.
How do you have time?
Well, because as I run from one treatment room to the next, they will bring me the handout, the sheet. They said, here's what they said. Here's their complaint. Here's their major complaints. This is what I think needs to be done, and I may add to it. I may change something. But for the most part, you know, we've worked together long enough now. They know how I think. They know how Mary thinks. And they've learned an awful lot themselves. And it's completely HIPAA secure, completely confidential. And then you will receive back what we suggest you might consider as a protocol to address your problems, whether it's with the heart or the brain or the lungs or the digestive system, reproductive system, the skin, whatever else is your major issue. We'll have some suggestions for you, and it's free up to that point. And if you want to go further, we'll give you a free 30-minute consultation on why we came up with the suggestions and the answers that we did to your survey.
Yeah. All right. So this is important stuff. You really need to. I say this all the time. I don't want to sound like beating a dead horse, but it's not beating a dead horse. You'll be the dead horse if you don't pay attention to what's going on in your body. You need to know what's going on. It's your responsibility. All Jack's trying to do is help you out. So when you look at all the information, it's HIPAA. You know, I wave my HIPAA rights when I'm talking to Jack and to Ken because I don't mind you hearing stories about what I'm going through and what the doctors say. As a matter of fact, when we continue, I want to tell you about my latest visit, my latest physical in my never-ending quest to find out what's going on in this body. As that is a focus, and I think, I try to act as a guinea pig a little bit to tell you stories, and hopefully it's helpful. All of this is hopefully helpful. That's why we do it every week. It's Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Moving back into the fold here, into the era of really, because of COVID, we got to know what's going on in our body. Some people are becoming aware of it more so. Would you, I guess maybe that's a question for you, Jack, as the professional here. Do you think that people who are coming to visit you are more aware? Are they thinking more about better health? Are they afraid? What do you think is the tone and the tenor of the average person that comes to your clinic these days?
I see one of two different kinds of people. Those who want me to answer their lives and make their life safe for them.
Right.
And those that have stepped forward and actually started researching how their bodies work. There's tremendously good information as well as crazy out there on the internet. And you can do specific searches. How does the pancreas work? How does the ovary work? How do the eyeballs work? And you can get some great information. And if you couple that with natural whole food support, you can come up, and those are the people who actually, those are the people who ask me the most questions, are those who actually spend some time researching. And interestingly enough, these same people are researching politics, they're researching economics, they're researching social aspects of their lives.
Oh, duh.
They're aware enough to care. And then there's the other group of people, as I said, who want me to make the world safe for them and to answer their every last little question. And these are people could be in their 60s and 70s, who I'll bet if you went home, you wouldn't find three books in their house. Now, no offense. I'm just trying to answer your question as best I can.
No offense taken, of course not.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well, but I don't mean you.
I didn't mean the audience. Me, because I do pay attention to what's going on in my body, and I don't know where that comes from. My mother didn't pay attention to her body. She was dead at 50. My father thought he was, I don't think he thought about it. He just kind of was athletic, and he was always in shape, and he was very vigorous, and you know, he's pretty careful about it. I never really saw my father. He got a little paunchy after my mother died, and he started having fibrillations about the same time. And that may, for a while, have, I don't know if the two went together or not, but he lost the weight as he got older. He was quite trim. And as Jack says many times, you probably agree with this. I mean, as Ken says, you never have seen anybody 90 who is obese. You don't live to be old if you don't take care of your weight. You agree with that statement?
Yeah, I have some patients in their 80s who are overweight, but I don't have anybody in their 90s that are anything but thin.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So does that happen just because that's what happens to your body, or people have to work at it? I'm wondering sometimes whether it just happens naturally. You lose your body stays trim because
you know. I need to send you a video that someone had sent me the other day, and it's a color remake of a 1901 film that was taken on the streets of London. And I think it's outside of a manufacturing plant because there's all these workers walking around. They're similarly dressed. And Mary was pointing out to me when we were watching. This is about 4 minutes long. I'll send it to you. And there was not one person among at least 100 to 150 that you would ever consider overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go to the mall, you know, go anywhere, go to the theater, anywhere else, and see if that's still the case. No, it isn't. And that's why we have this explosion now of degenerative conditions in our bodies affecting how the brain works, how the heart works, how the pancreas, the lungs, the digestive system, because we are so burdened because of the fact that we simply just overeat and usually overeat the wrong stuff.
I was at an auction, a farm auction this past weekend, and I'm aghast at how overweight, big, heavy these people are, and they smoke, and they don't wear a mask, and, you know, any number of things. It just really...
But there's a pill for that.
There's an operation for that. However, it's pretty unpleasant, as I'm sure the people will tell you who've been through it. Coming up next, as we go into the next half hour, a focus on breast cancer with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about slickdeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. As senators continue the confirmation hearings for Amy Barrett, Senator Feinstein of California presses if she's just another Judge Scalia.
Senator Feinstein, as I said to Senator Graham at the outset, if I were confirmed, you would be getting Justice Barrett, not Justice Scalia. So I don't think that anybody should assume that just because Justice Scalia decided a decision a certain way that I would, too.
The hearings will continue Wednesday. Illinois prosecutors say 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing two protesters days after Jacob Blake was shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will not face charges in his home state of Illinois. Tuesday's statement revealed the gun used in the Kenosha shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin. There is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. Rittenhouse remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County, Illinois, without bond until October 30th for an extradition hearing. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The United States plus seven additional countries have signed the Artemis Accord, a commitment to peaceful, cooperative, and transparent activities on the moon. Yes, that moon. David Kendall with the Canadian Space Agency.
This is coming from the White House, but it has the effectively the force of law in the United States. The president, through an executive order, has now said this is going to be the official position, not coming from a spokesperson, but coming from the highest level. So now we have a very clear indication of where the U.S. are coming from.
The nations so far: Australia, Canada, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, the United Arab Emirates, and the United Kingdom and United States. NASA is in the middle of a multi-year program to hit up the moon again, dubbed Project Artemis. An ambitious plan to get the first woman and next man on the moon in 2024, with the goal of establishing long-term base for scientific, exploratory, and eventually commercial purposes. Keep in mind, Congress has yet to approve the funds. The biggest World War II bomb ever found was in a river near Piast, Poland, and destroyed underwater Tuesday. The nearly 12,000-pound Tallboy bomb was dropped from a Royal Air Force plane targeting the German cruiser Lezo in 1945. The Piast Canal connects to the Baltic Sea on Poland's border with Germany. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I am looking at the video at the moment of some of the stuff going on my farm, and I was thinking about my former wife. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Week, or month, I guess it is. And I wonder, when it comes to treating cancer, we all know what the conventional world is all about and what is supported by drugs and, you know, that sort of stuff, the cancer community, cancer business. But when somebody comes to you, and they may not know whether they have cancer, they come to your clinic in Salt Lake City, and they've got an ache in their back, and they want you to fix, adjust whatever it is. Oftentimes, whether you know it or not, breast cancer pain starts in your back. So what do you do? What do you, if you're not a diagnostician necessarily, but you do know what's going on in somebody's body. So how do you deal with that?
Oh, I do. I do a lot of diagnosis, and any time I see anything that would border, even approach, that kind of a problem, they are immediately referred.
Yeah. All right. So you send them to people who know.
Now, that doesn't mean I stop taking care of them. I'll continue to take care of them.
Yeah.
But I will tell them, listen, I want you to go do this. Now, interestingly enough, some of them say, no, I'm going to stay here. And I say, well, you know, you're having a problem that's outside of my scope of practice.
Right, exactly.
And it may well be something that you need to give some more attention to, or at least go get a consultation.
Wow. So, that's I mean, I think that's it. But do you have, I think it depends on the region that you're in as to what kind of care you can get. You agree with that? I mean, what Salt Lake City isn't known as a big medical facility, big medical capital, is it?
Oh, yes.
There's no big, what's
between, between Denver and San Francisco, we're it. If you go south, you won't find anything until you get down to Phoenix. And there's nothing north of us. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the Intermountain Healthcare System, as well as other hospital systems, are focused on the University of Utah Health Center, which is very well established as far as talent concerns and expertise, because it's about the only thing in a 1,000-mile stretch from Denver to San Francisco.
Really? All right. There is, continuing, I know you'll enjoy this because you are happy to go along with anything that seems to point out the foibles of the people who are, quote-unquote, in charge when it comes to handling COVID. It seems to me 2-3 months ago, didn't we talk about a study that said the virus didn't last on stainless steel, for example, or other flat surfaces? At the beginning, it was the virus lasts for a month on all of these surfaces. And then 2 or 3 months later, oh, no, we made a mistake. That's not true. Well, you'll be happy to know that a study being published this week in the Virology Journal says, oh, COVID is all over the place. Glass, money on top of stainless steel.
Absolutely.
So who the hell knows what to believe?
Well, we've done some podcasts on this.
Yeah.
In the air you're breathing, and this comes from virology research as well, there are 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the atmosphere of this planet. There's 10 to the 31st. You know how big a number is 10 with 31 zeros after it?
That's about the distance between here and the nearest planet that looks like Earth.
Yeah.
In terms of miles.
Yeah. It is more than the stars of the known universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are hundreds of millions of galaxies out there now.
Yep.
And it's more than all the stars that they contain. You can't escape a virus. We keep thinking of viruses and bacteria as being the bad guy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of these things that are very beneficial to our life. Even in a newborn baby, and we've always assumed that a baby's digestive system was sterile before it came out of the amniotic fluid at birth. Now they have found in just the first week to 10 days of a baby's life, it has 10 to the 8th power of viruses in its gut and is perfectly healthy. So, you know, it's whatever sells advertising. That's what when I hear announcements like this being made, because it's flip-flopping, the WHO flip-flops, the CDC flip-flops, and the latest information that comes out, who stands to gain from what's being said? Because these things aren't always as scientific as we want to believe that they are, to take away our own concerns and our own fears. And when it comes to the fact that these viruses, you can't escape them, you're walking through an ocean of microbes that are so small, they're absolutely invisible to the naked eye.
Yeah.
And so we kind of dismiss their existence as being real at all because we simply cannot see them.
Yeah.
And something I've used before to try to give a good idea as to how small a virus is. Viruses are down to the level of 1 micron. They can be that small. 1 micron. What's that mean? That means
small.
If you took everybody on the face of this planet and reduced them to the size of 1 micron and lined them up, that line would be 3.5 inches long. That's how small a virus is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're floating, they're swimming, they land. You can sit there and sterilize a tabletop in a matter of minutes. It's covered with viruses all over again.
Exactly. So you're playing a fool's game. All right, now, with that in mind, before we talk about me and my experience with the doctor here, one other thing about whether this is a fool's errand or not. I know you're not going to get the vaccine. A lot of people are lining up for their vaccine.
Yeah.
And so I see that there is, according to Dr. Fauci, there is chaos and confusion because of the different bits and pieces of information. Much like what we were just saying from whatever source the virus sticks. It doesn't stick. Okay, so we're going to have a vaccine. Yeah. We're not going to have a vaccine. Take care of yourself. You won't need it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The announcement from Johnson & Johnson this morning.
Yeah.
They backed off on their studies because people are getting sick from the vaccine.
Yeah, right. So when I went to the doctor, he went through several protocols with me. And I want to, this is the guy that gives me a physical every year or so. And it's a conventional, he sort of blends stuff. He was never in charge, or never in favor of vaccines before, but he is now, and I'll tell you why as we continue here. This is Good Day Health, where we get podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com, and Dr. Jack's podcast with his wife at forbiddendoctor.com, their fabulous website, forbiddendoctor.com. Here's a word to the wise about losing weight. This is something that I support and have supported, not just because I get paid, because that's cool, but I will only talk about things that I take and use myself, and I will only take and use natural homeopathic material. And that's really the cool part about Calitrin, which has become America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. Non-toxic, nothing bad. Now there are a lot of complementary things that you can find at toploss.com that go along with Calitrin to help you lose the weight, help you lose the maybe little bulge you got around your center, about your midriff. A lot of women are using that. Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen protein, and that's the main ingredient in some of the other things, the bulk buster or whatever they call it. I forget what they call it. You can find it at their website, toploss.com. Look for the ancillary products that help you when it comes to the weight loss process. Calitrin, take 4 capsules at night. By the way, there are a lot of benefits to taking it besides losing weight. And one of the reasons I like it is because it makes me sleep. I have never really had a lot of trouble sleeping, but you know, it's got a lot of things on your mind. This just kind of relaxes you. It's kind of meditative in a manner of speaking, how you feel after you take it. All kinds of information from A to Z at the website, and you can have a private session with the Q&A person at toploss.com to answer your specific question about how to use this. So they got help galore. The idea is to get you there, and then you go from there. That's my job, to get you to toploss.com. When you check out, use our discount code DJV, so you don't have to pay any shipping charges, and you'll be able to get the best bargains, the best prices on having Calitrin shipped to you. Number one, when it comes to healthy weight loss, that's Calitrin at toploss.com.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big at Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in-rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, back with Dr. Jack here on the Good Day Health platform. at gooddayhealthshow.com. So anyway, I went to have a physical. The doctor, after I had the TIA, said, well, you haven't had a physical. Well, I actually have, but not with him. So I said, come in and let me go through you. With you head to toe, yada, yada. Pretty conventional stuff, weight loss, you know, what's your blood pressure? Mine is 110, pretty consistent. It was yesterday 110 over 72, but it usually is in that. And so I asked a question. Remember, I don't know if I said this to you. I said it to Ken about taking the Plavix, which is supposed to thin your blood. Well, if you have low blood pressure, will it make you lightheaded? Ken said no. But I noticed I sort of have, and he didn't like this either. I've been my own doctor. I cut everything in half. So now I'm taking the statin in half, and it seems to agree with me. I have no negative side effect. A little lightheadedness once in a while, but not a lot like I did when I first got started. And the cramps aren't as much of a problem if I only take a little dose. And the same with the Plavix, which is supposed to be a blood thinner. What's bothering me is every time I get a cut on the farm, I bleed more than I used to. But that's supposed to be good, right? And I was also told yesterday by the doctor I could give blood, which I really am happy about. So we went through the pneumonia shot. Have you ever had a pneumonia shot? Flu shots? No, I know. But what about the pneumonia shot?
No, I haven't had any shots since I was a child.
Really? Yeah. Other than from your first wife, maybe. That's a different story for a different day. That's supposed to be funny, Jack.
Yes. Yeah. You really cracked me up.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
No,
yeah,
other
sorry.
Than the three that I got when I was very, very young, I have not had a shot since.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And did it leave a scar? Sometimes they leave scars.
Oh, yeah, the little scratchy, the little smallpox thing that
you
do there.
Yeah, it always is itchy. I'm just scratching mine now. I was thinking about it. Why are those where you had them when you were like 2-3 years old? Why are they always itchy?
Well, because your body recognizes immediately that it does not belong there.
Yeah, but this is
a lot of times
I got mine 70 years ago.
Well, some people's bodies will get rid of that stuff over time. It encapsulates it and gets it into either the urine or the colon to get rid of it. Some of that stuff gets encapsulated and it doesn't move and it stays there. And occasionally it'll irritate a local nerve fiber. Mm. And that will cause some itching that's going on. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's pretty well encapsulated. I mean, what it was designed to do, its effect was over in a matter of a few weeks when we were children. But it's supposed to create antibodies. All that activity takes place in the first 2 to 3 weeks. However, some of the material, and who knows what was in the ones that we got back then, especially the Simeon 40, mm-hmm. Which is kind of scary in the way of cancer. But the body, if it can't immediately get rid of something, it will wall it off. If it knows it doesn't belong there, it will create a wall around it. It will encapsulate it in a fat protein structure to isolate it from the rest of the body because it knows it doesn't belong there.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the long life energy enzyme. Sometimes they refer to them as the Lees, the most powerful, as Jack suggested, all natural way. This is something that is great for your pancreas. It's great for digestion, all kinds of problems that your body has you may not even know about, but why not take it to be safe? You'll find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And don't forget all of our conversation about the symptom survey. At your service and certainly on your side, that's Dr. Jack Stockwell in his clinic in Salt Lake City. Probably snowing there already because it snows a lot there. A little early in the season for the rest of us, but anyway. Dr. Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. more food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are into medicine big time, and we have Big Jack here to help us through our big time medical review. You're our big guy. You're a big, broad shouldered big guy, right?
Oh yeah. Yes.
Okay. Your wife likes that. I'm happy to tell everybody. All right, enough of that stuff. Let's get to Jack and yet another way to understand what's going on in your body, or maybe better put, Jack, why you put certain things into your body, in this case, the long life energy enzymes that you produce. You can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com, L-E-E, they're called Lees. You put bitter melon. So what is bitter melon? We can all guess, but I'm guessing we'd be wrong.
Well, as we've talked about before, our long life energy enzymes has a two-pronged approach. Number one, to support digestion and to clean out the bloodstream from any all the stuff that builds up in the walls of the bloodstream.
That includes the plaque that
absolutely
bothered me. How come I didn't get rid of all the plaque in my carotids then?
Well, you're not taking enough, or
really?
You had an awful lot of plaque, and it's just going to take
40%. The doctor told me last week I didn't have to worry until it got to be 70%. I don't like it at 40%. I don't like
it because
I don't have any of the rest of my body.
Well, the body is very selective where it will lay down plaque.
Apparently.
And the other half of the enzyme approach is to support sugar handling processes in the body, or the things that tend towards diabetes. Now, in the Journal of Medicinal Food, which is not published inside the United States, I guarantee it, pharmaceutical companies will not allow that. But in the foreign nations, especially in the area of the Orient, where they do an awful lot of food research, because obviously that's where our life stems from, is the food choices we have, they've long known that bitter melon is very supportive of the pancreas's ability to lower fat in the bloodstream and to help regulate sugar levels. So we made sure we put that
in our long life energy enzyme.
All right, so what's the recommended? I take a couple in the morning and a couple at night, but it says on the bottle take four. That's why I take four, two, and two. Should I take four in the morning and four at night?
If you've got that much plaquing going on in your carotids, I would suggest four in the morning and four at night.
Really? Yep. Now I could put that to music.
And you
four
want that
in the morning, four in the evening.
And you want it on an empty stomach. If you have food in your stomach, these enzymes are going to help digest the food. If there's no food present for the enzymes to digest, they will get into the bloodstream. We have regular amounts of pancreatic enzymes. That's a good thing. Because if we took a blood sample of you right now, we would find certain what are considered normal levels of these enzymes present in the bloodstream, because the pancreas is constantly putting them out in the bloodstream. It's one of the ways they're able to tell if it's elevated that you have pancreatic problems.
Doesn't standard process have something that we could take in addition to the Lee enzymes for your pancreas?
Yeah, multizyme. Oh, pancreatrophin, excuse me. Yeah. Yes, it's a protomorphogen called pancreatrophin. So if you are tending towards pancreatic problems, pancreatrophin slows down and stops.
How would you know?
Kind of autoimmune.
If you got pancreatic problems, how would you detect that in your body?
Well,
what's the first sign of a pancreatic problem?
Anytime you have sugar imbalances, anything that tends towards diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes or insulin sensitivity, you've got some pancreatic problems.
Is this the stuff that causes pancreatic cancer? Because that's a very deadly...
It can go in that direction. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. Right. But pancreatic cancer always started with something like this.
All right. There's some very important information that you'll want to get. Probably be repeated in the next podcast that we do at gooddayhealthshow.com. Between working from home, not being able to hit the gym, and staying indoors more often, the lockdown has left a lot of people aching because they're doing less movement. So let's see if we can figure out how to get around that with Andy Solomon.
Inactivity can worsen joint pain caused by osteoarthritis, a condition that affects over 30 million U.S. adults. And it's no surprise that more people are complaining of aches and pains since COVID began. Rheumatologist Dr. Daniel J. Wallace explains.
When it comes to arthritis pain, simple lifestyle changes can make a big difference. Maintaining a healthy weight is important to decrease stress on your body, especially your joints. Low-impact exercises like walking, gentle yoga, swimming, and even light weightlifting can help decrease pain over time.
In addition, Dr. Wallace says there are over-the-counter medications developed specifically to relieve this pain.
I recommend my patients use Voltaren Arthritis Pain Gel, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory gel for joint pain due to arthritis. An alternative to pills, Voltaren Gel targets pain directly at the source for powerful pain relief. Talk to your doctor about the right arthritis treatment for you.
For more, go to VoltarenGel.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.